Okay.
All right, good afternoon. I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is the Intergovernmental Subcommittee for the Medical Marijuana. And my name is Dr. Sharon Lewis, and I'm the Senior Deputy Director of Health Regulation and Licensing Administration. I'd like to welcome our public members to the meeting. First, I would like to have our committee members introduce themselves, and then followed by the Department of Health members.
Kelly O'Mara, I'm the Director of Strategic Change for NPD, and that includes overseeing government relations for the department.
Matt Orleans, Legislative and Public Affairs with the Department of Consumer and Regulatory Affairs.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nathan Willott. I'm the Health and Human Services Cluster Analyst at the Office of the City Administrator.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Shauna White, Program Manager, Pharmaceutical Control Division.
Good afternoon. My name is Corinne Barron, Health Licensing Specialist for the Department of Health.
My name is Jawara Kasimabram, Pharmacist Inspector.
Good afternoon. Carla Williams, Counselor to the Medical Marijuana Program.
I would like to acknowledge that we do have a quorum, and for our public members, please make sure that you sign in. The last meeting of the Intergovernmental Subcommittee was held on August the 2nd, last Tuesday, and the prior meeting was actually June 25th, 2014. On August the 2nd, I did provide background as it relates to the mayor's order for the Intergovernmental Committee, and also provided one of our major tasks, which was item 2, to issue recommendations to the director regarding the quantities of cannabis not to exceed 4 ounces per month that are necessary to constitute an adequate supply for qualified patients and designated caregivers and on security issues. At the conclusion of that meeting, the committee agreed to reconvene today, which is August the 8th. The purpose of today's meeting is to further discuss whether to recommend to the director of the Department of Health to increase the amount of medical marijuana a patient may receive within a 30-day period from 2 ounces to 4 ounces, and whether the increase should apply to all forms of medical marijuana or only certain forms. I would like to have everyone take a look at the agenda, and we will follow. I've acknowledged that there is a quorum for today, and we will start with the first item on our agenda, which is the approval of the open session meeting minutes. Let's look at the June 25th, 2014 meeting minutes. The committee members have been provided a package that includes the meeting minutes of June the 25th, which we will discuss first, 2014. And then secondly, the August 2nd, 2016. So let's start with the June 25th, 2014 meeting minutes.
I move to approve the meeting minutes from June 25th, 2014.
May I have a second, please?
Seconded.
Okay. It's been moved to accept the meeting minutes of June 25th, 2014 by Matt Orleans, and it's been seconded by Kelly O'Meara. Do we have a consensus?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it's been moved and accepted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, so let's take a look at the August 2nd, 2016 meeting minutes. Give you a minute to review. Have a motion from the committee whether to accept the meeting minutes of August the 2nd.
I would just
ask for one edit?
Yes.
On the third page.
Okay.
Where it said that I have had concerns that the increase from 2 to 4 ounces in all forms may increase divisions, especially with, I'm not sure what divisions meant, but per our discussion, that was just a discussion about research that had been particular to Colorado, which was about recreational marijuana and not medical marijuana. So if we can just be clear to draw that distinction.
Thank you.
Can you give the wording, please?
Let me make sure that I have the right page. Does the page start with subcommittee member?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
How would that be worded?
Perhaps that I raised that there had been research about increased concerns related to juveniles having access, but those were in states with legal recreational marijuana.
Only.
And it was, yes, and it was not, the research was not related to medical marijuana.
Okay, but no concerns regarding the teens and an increase for medical marijuana.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
So are we clear with the corrections?
Yes.
Okay. So that requires one correction to the meeting minutes. Anything else from the committee?
No. With that edit, I would move to approve.
So it's been moved and seconded. Do we have a consensus?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And now we have roll call.
Approved.
All of you.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Can we review the agenda? Any program updates, Dr. White?
Yes, we do have some program updates. As you know, our patient numbers change every day with us processing cards and patient renewal. I do have some good news to report today that currently today we have 4,017 patients registered in the program. So this is the first time we've officially broke 4,000. So that is good news. So the numbers are increasing. So we're seeing definitely a steady increase. Just a friendly reminder that we issue cards and cards expire on a daily basis. But this is great news to show that the program is growing.
Any comments?
So with the 4,000, would that be new patients in total, or does that include the replacement?
It includes new patients and renewal patients,
gotcha.
Both.
So it's just current status quo?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Dr. White? Now, on our agenda, we come to the area where the committee needs to discuss the 2 to 4 ounces recommendation that was given to us by the scientific committee, as well as whether or not a recommendation of that sort would also apply to all forms of medical marijuana or just certain forms. May I have discussion from the committee?
Are we discussing the items discreetly or in total?
I think in total.
Okay.
So I reviewed the recording from the June 25th session. It was very helpful. Thank you. And I think some things that really struck me that were very persuasive is, one, the edibles often require more marijuana. There was sort of extensive discussion as well about juicing in particular. It takes a lot of marijuana. And Joshua Kahn of the Tacoma Wellness Center testified that about a third of their patients were having challenges with running out a product at 2 ounces per month. So that's a significant number who were forced to then find other alternatives.
I would agree. I also reviewed the audio recording that we were provided and was reminded that there are patients that, not that we weren't aware of it, but getting to hear once again that there are patients who are frequently having difficulty with the amount being currently provided was valuable to hear again, and I think certainly helped to lead me in a particular direction when taking that information in tandem with the unanimous recommendation of the scientific subcommittee.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I also reviewed the recording from the 2014 subcommittee meeting, and also reviewed the scientific subcommittee's recommendations, and also the population of medical marijuana users, the document that was submitted by this committee. And I found it very interesting how when the conversation in the subcommittee meeting in 2014 about the different forms of marijuana that was being used, and also how the amount of medical marijuana that is allowed to be received from 2 ounces can, in some cases, not be enough for patients. And that was poorly explained by the testimonies that were given in that community.
Yeah, in particular, when patients are trying to find the right treatment, you know, we don't want to tie them into taking the inappropriate form that's not helping them just because that is what they have gotten for that month. We want them to be able to find the right form to help them.
And I will say, I think that what we're seeing, and especially as our teams are out surveying and inspecting, that we're seeing that there is an increase in the form of medical marijuana that our patients are using, not only the dried, but they are moving towards some of the juices and butters.
There also are, as our packets indicate, and as we've discussed previously, and as members of the public who've taken their time to come testify have reminded us, a number of other states who have set limits at 4 ounces or higher. And so, you know, there's documentation out there of how this is working in those other locations. And so we have the benefit of their experience as we get set to make our recommendations today. And it was also very helpful to take another look at that information and appreciate the Department of Health providing that to us, as well as the public witnesses for reminding us of that information as well.
Okay, good point.
Okay, I thank you for those comments. It shows that I can see that you all spent quite a bit of time doing review reading and really all, of course, are well prepared as you are. At this time, are you ready to make any recommendation to
Yes.
Okay. May I hear from the committee what that motion would be?
I move to approve increasing the 30-day limit from 2 ounces to 4 ounces.
Is that
for? Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. For all forms.
Okay.
Seconded.
Okay. Do we have a consensus?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And I'd like to do roll call. So, Matt Rollins?
Aye.
Kelly O'Meara?
Aye.
Nathan Mulock?
Aye.
Motion? Aye. Okay. Motion carried. Okay. Thank you very much for that. So now I'd like to get a motion from the committee to adjourn the meeting.
May I ask, do we have any other steps required after this?
What I'm aware of, well, why don't I let the attorney speak?
No, so the report will be drafted for the director. It'll be similar to the one done by the scientific subcommittee. These will both be presented to her, and then she will make the final decision.
All right, great. Thank you.
I have one question, please. Is it possible that we bring that to do the approval of the minutes so we won't have a couple of years?
Then we have new minutes to approve. Mm.
But those minutes will just be that they approve the minutes.
Yeah. Are we able to do that for a conference?
Yeah, but as long as we announce it as an open meeting. Okay. Yeah. Because I think that would be helpful instead of having that grant. Is it okay for me to bring that up? Sure. Okay, so what we're discussing is that, as you know, before the Intergovernmental Committee had not met until 2014. So what I'm trying to prevent is another year or two-year span of time before they meet again is that... I would like for us to plan when we can meet, maybe a conference call, but it will be announced to the public so that we can accept these meeting minutes so that we will not be faced with, once again, a year or 2 years lag time when meeting minutes were accepted. You understand where I'm going with that?
Does the approval depend on that? Do the meeting minutes have to be approved before this approval?
No. This action will still go forward to the director. What I'm trying to prevent is waiting another 2 years when we may have another need to bring together the Intergovernmental Committee and those members having to reacquaint themselves with meeting minutes of today.
Okay,
you see the difference? Yes.
What would the time frame be on this approval going forward?
To the director?
Yeah, to be implemented.
I don't know the answer to that. What we will do and what we're tasked with is making sure that the director does get a report noting that the committee is making, intergovernmental committee is making recommendations to the director to move from 2 to 4 ounces of medical marijuana within that 30-day period in all forms. And that was their task.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we'll plan it. Then do we have to... come up with our time frame for when we can meet now, or we can contact them later.
Right, and then we'll just announce it to the public so that it's an open meeting.
Okay, so what we'll do, we'll take a look and do a calendar check to see when you all are available. I know that the last week of August is not good. I think we had looked at the Friday prior to, and I don't have the calendar in front of me, but that would be something.
The 25th or the 26th.
Yes. So we may try for a conference call at that time, and if so, we would make that open to the public, and we can do a conference call to accept the minutes. Okay. May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? Okay. Second?
Seconded.
Thank you very much. The motion has been carried. Thank you very much. Oh my goodness.
All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
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 Great. Motion
carried.
Thank you.
You want to take a motion
selfie
for you?
This concludes the public open session.
It's not. I just had to get the little.
The meeting is adjourned, and it's currently 4:23.
And that's, of course, on the recording, so it's recorded for posterity purposes.
I need to get the brothers.
We were just talking about the fact that we both at one point purchased that and just, that's a really good doorstop.
Yes, I know. And you know what?
Even the condensed version.
I know. I pulled it up on the internet and it's just that, oh my goodness. Yeah. It just wasn't helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
can
you share?
Yeah. I mean, for this kind of meeting, you sort of need to know about 7 things.
Right, exactly. That's correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And I apologize for that.
Oh, thank you
very much. But I want to really
thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much. And thank you.